For much of the year, aviation workers and businesses have been stuck in limbo. But with the country coming out of lockdown, many now wonder, will the aviation industry ever look the same again? And how long will it take for it to recover? James Goodwin, CEO of the Australian Airports Association, says that the industry is slowly recovering as domestic travel opens up. But many airports will take years to make up lost revenue and workers.
The numbers are pretty stark. So the worst month was in April this year, where passenger numbers for international travel were down 98% compared to the year before, and domestic travel was down 97%. We've now climbed back up a little bit. We've got some glimmers of hope starting to emerge. In August, domestic travel was down 87% compared to the same time last year. So really, we're operating at around 10 or 15% capacity compared to what we were last year. International travel, though, as you would expect, is still down about 97%. So there is really no international travel other than those government repatriation flights. But what has happened is we are used to having so many passengers and so many aircraft going through that that is really how airports are funded. And with the numbers down more than 90%, airports are really struggling to maintain those services. There have been a number of job losses. There have been a number of staff that are working on reduced hours. The saving grace has been JobKeeper for most of the airports. However, many airports in Australia are owned by local councils, and they are not eligible, and the staff there are not eligible for JobKeeper. So they are doing it particularly tough because they're not eligible for the government assistance. Collectively, Australian airports are losing about $300 million every month compared to the same period last year. So those numbers are not sustainable. At the moment, the airports are operating on reserves and are dipping into those fighting funds that they might have had.
Many airline workers have also lost their jobs, but Stephen Ree from the Australian Licensed Engineers Association says airlines are standing down too many workers, many of whom are highly skilled and have years of experience, which is now being wasted.
Qantas has identified, almost 200 engineers, just engineers that we cover. Then you've got the other engineers who aren't licensed or covered by the union, so you're talking hundreds more there. Jetstar has been interesting. They closed their Newcastle base down, so they lost 50 odd people there, but they're working more in Melbourne now, so they're employing contract labour hire people to boost their workforce in Melbourne, if you can follow the logic there. Virgin are dropping, obviously you know the story with Virgin, and they're looking to shed a third of their workforce, so that's a third of their engineers as well, so you're looking at more than 100 of our guys going out of there. Smaller airlines, Cobham, have lost contracts, the extent of the job losses there aren't fully recognised yet. So right across the spectrum, it's sort of, we're not a huge part of the industry. We're a fairly important part of the industry. But when you start talking numbers of 500 or 600 people out of a sector that's 5,000, it's a sizable chunk of highly skilled workers.
James Goodwin also says that the loss of revenue combined with higher costs to maintain business will mean travelling will become more expensive and have adverse effects on the whole Australian economy.
It's clear that the business model has had to change over the years, and they have been changing. So airports are not just an airfield and an aerodrome. There are business parks, there are things like hardware stores and things that are on airport land. So that is one way of trying to diversify the revenue stream in order to protect the essential critical infrastructure that is the airfield. What we're concerned about, though, is that the cost of air travel could increase in the future. There will also be increased costs on the space within a terminal. So if we need to start having computers set up for people to fill in details when they arrive in a country to contact trace and those sorts of things, then that's going to mean that there is more pressure on the existing infrastructure within the airport terminal. And with things like social distancing, we're being able to manage that at the moment because there are so few people flying. But when we start getting to higher numbers or more regular numbers of people flying, it's going to be very, very difficult to maintain that level of social distancing in an airport terminal. So what we're going to see in the future is the risk is that air travel is going to change and the cost of air travel could change. Airlines are struggling, airports are struggling. And I think a lot of people forget that airports are actually not run by the government. They are often owned by mum and dad through their shareholdings through superannuation. So there is an ongoing or flow-on economic factor with almost everybody having some, albeit very small, some ownership in the airports that operate in Australia.
But as Victoria opens up again, only time will really tell how long and hard the journey to recovery will be for the aviation industry.